KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, August 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Major League Baseball's trade deadline is at 5 p.m. Central Time today. The biggest move has already happened. The L.A. Dodgers traded for two-time reigning American League Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal in a trade with the Detroit Tigers late on Saturday night. L.A. will send prospects Zaire Hope, River Ryan, and Brady Smith to Detroit. For the 29-year-old left-hander, Tarek Skubal will be a free agent at the end of the season. Skubal is 8-5 so far this year with a 2.79 ERA in 16 starts. He's expected to make his Dodger debut tomorrow night against the Chicago Cubs. Also, before the trade deadline, the New York Yankees have acquired Luis Garcia Jr. from Washington in exchange for four right-handed pitchers. Garcia is a native of New York City, currently having a breakout season with a .283 average, 23 home runs, and 56 RBIs. Garcia Jr. has played first base for Washington. He will likely move to second base for the Yankees. He's just 26 years old. Also yesterday, the Chicago Cubs bolstered their rotation by acquiring veteran right-hander Kevin Gausman from Toronto in exchange for two prospects. The 35-year-old Gausman is 5-10 this season with a 4.38 ERA, but he has pitched well in the playoffs in the past. He has a 3.83 playoff ERA in 14 appearances. And the Tampa Bay Rays have acquired former All-Star right-hander Freddy Peralta from the Mets for three prospects. Tampa Bay currently 2.5 games up on New York in the AL East. Tampa Bay also has the best record in the American League at 65-46. Now, the 30-year-old Peralta, he's been one of baseball's top starters in recent years. He's had a 3.30 ERA with Milwaukee over the past five seasons. He was traded to the Mets in the offseason, has struggled thus far with an ERA just under 5. A federal judge has clarified that her ruling granting some college athletes an extra year of eligibility does not apply to football players who have signed pro contracts before deciding they want to return to school. The clarification preserves NCAA rules barring athletes from returning after turning pro. It also limits the impact of the decision on the upcoming football season. The NCAA plans to appeal the ruling, while President Charlie Baker says the case highlights the need for congressional action on college sports eligibility rules. Meanwhile, a bipartisan college sports bill received a major boost on Friday after the Big Ten and the SEC both agreed to support the Protect College Sports Act. The compromise would allow schools to directly pay athletes up to $48 million annually by combining the current $21 million revenue sharing cap with an additional $27 million for player retention. The bill also includes stricter rules on third-party NIL deals. The legislation, though, still faces hurdles in the Senate and the House, but supporters hope it can advance before the Congress summer recess begins this week. For more sports, check us out all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.